I'm Dan Novak.
This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. Sudan's army and a paramilitary force battled on Khartoum's outskirts on Wednesday, undermining a truce in an 11-day conflict that civilian groups fear will tighten the military's grip. Airstrikes and artillery have killed at least 512 people, wounded nearly 4,200, destroyed hospitals, and limited food distribution in the vast nation, where a third of the 46 million people were already reliant on humanitarian aid. Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Wednesday China represented an opportunity to reinforce, quote, the rules that peace should be built upon, after speaking to Chinese President Xi Jinping on the phone.
Україна та Китай, як і абсолютна більшість світу.
He said Ukraine and China, like the absolute majority of the world, are equally interested in the strength and sovereignty of nations and territorial integrity, Zelensky said in an evening video address. The U.S. on Wednesday pledged to give South Korea more insight into its nuclear planning over any conflict with North Korea amid anxiety over the North's growing arsenal of missiles and bombs. Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam reports.
In a press conference at the White House with South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, Biden directed a warning at North Korea, which continues to grow its arsenal of missiles and bombs.
Look, a nuclear attack by North Korea against the United States or its allies or partisans or partners is unacceptable and will result in the end of whatever regime were to take such an action.
The announcement includes a renewed pledge by South Korea not to pursue a nuclear weapons program of its own. Officials said the U.S. will give South Korea more insights into and a voice in U.S. contingency planning to deter and respond to any nuclear incident in the region.
Reuters correspondent Chris Dignam. This is VOA News. U.S. President Joe Biden on Wednesday downplayed concerns about his age the day after he officially started his re-election bid, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
He's the oldest U.S. president. Just don't ask him how old.
I can't even say the number. It doesn't register with me.
But it does with many Americans. The president's 80 and would be 86 at the end of a potential second term. He wants them to focus on his accomplishments, not his birthday.
And they're going to judge whether or not I have it or don't have it.
He's already released his first campaign ad, billing himself as a defender of freedom, heading into what's likely to be a tight race in a bitterly divided nation.
I feel good. I feel excited about the prospects.
Sagar Magani, Washington.
U.S. House of Representatives Republicans have narrowly passed a sweeping debt ceiling package as they try to push President Joe Biden into negotiations on federal spending. It's the start of efforts to avoid a potentially catastrophic government debt default this summer. On Thursday, South Africans of all races celebrate the 29th anniversary of Freedom Day, a public holiday marking the country's first democratic elections. The day is mostly associated with the black majority who were disenfranchised under the apartheid regime, but another minority group, Chinese South Africans, were also denied voting rights. Kate Bartlett in Johannesburg has the story.
Over a four-day period in April 1994, the world watched as millions of South Africans cast their ballots in the first elections where all races were allowed to participate. Prior to that, under the racist apartheid system, only members of South Africa's white minority could vote, disenfranchising not only the black majority, but all other non-whites, including the country's small Chinese population. Things have changed a lot for the Chinese here since the dark days of the apartheid era. Now, as well as having the vote, a handful of Chinese South Africans have even run for office in the democratic Rainbow Nation. Kate Bartlett for VOA News, Johannesburg.
Musician Praz Michelle of the Fugees has been found guilty of illegally funneling money from a Malaysian businessman, AP correspondent Margie Zarletta reports.
A jury in Washington has found Praz Michelle guilty on charges that include conspiracy and acting as an unregistered agent of a foreign government. Prosecutors say Michelle used straw donors to funnel businessman Joe Lowe's money to President Barack Obama's re-election campaign in 2012. Prosecutors say Michelle also tried to stop an investigation into Lowe from the Justice Department under the Trump administration. Michelle did not comment after the verdict. I'm Archie Zarletta.
And I'm Joe Ramsey. VOA.